You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Kingdom of God by Stephen This book is read by Ben Hunter. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This audio production is copyright 2011, published by Christian Audio under agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books and Bibles, based on The Kingdom of God, copyright 2011, by the Gospel Coalition, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Contemporary people have difficulty with authority. The self-proclaimed libertine denies any ruling structure, except for his own intrinsic self-authority, since he believes that no authoritative power has the ability to emancipate. External authority is seen as intrinsically oppressive. Grant that conclusion, and it is easy to nurture the illusion that we humans do not need any external authority. A scene in Monty Python's The Holy Grail, consisting of King Arthur, a man named Dennis, and a woman, illustrates well this anti-authority sentiment, while satirically suggesting that certain forms of lordship can be suppressive and coercive. Old woman. Man. Man. Sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
Well, you could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
I am your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
This culturally dominant interpretation of self-determination is supported by postmodernist thinkers like Don Cubitt, who declares, "The age of authority of grand institutions and legitimizing myths and capital T truth is over." Cubitt makes his declaration with bold authority, and that, of course, makes his declaration ironic, even self-negating. This is the irony and the paradox of choice. Modern individuals believe that the multiplicity of options is liberating, but it is actually debilitating and ultimately demotivating and tyrannizing. According to Richard Bauckham, God, therefore, is undoubtedly implicated in the contemporary crisis of freedom. Belief in God seems to many incompatible with human autonomy. All too often in church history, God has been misrepresented as suppressing rather than promoting freedom. He has been the heavenly despot who is the model and sanction for oppressive regimes on earth. It is clear that this is not the biblical God. His lordship liberates from all human lordship. This is because the divine master himself fulfills his lordship not in domination, but in the service of a slave. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 11. What then of authority and kingship in the Christian faith? Postmodernism empowers the individual's intrinsic authority and casts it over against the extrinsic authoritarian claims of enlightenment and rationality